This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. This time we'll turn to Research and Extension Horticulture Agent in Johnson County, Dennis Patton. And Dennis will talk about wintertime landscape and fruit tree protection. Yes, it's the off-season, but those trees can be vulnerable to any number of damaging situations, including possible rodent damage.
Yeah, and that tender young bark on our trees just happens to be loaded with sugar and carbohydrates and everything good that they like. We normally see the vole and rabbit damage on younger, tender bark trees. Once the tree gets what I call that corkiness to it, that more textured look to it, that thicker bark, usually they're not a problem. Now, in fruit trees, that could be 4 or 5 years or more down, because fruit trees usually always have a fairly thin bark. Tends to be more on those lighter colored barks maybe they'll feed on. But it's kind of one of those things, it's better safe to be sorry, because there's not much you can do recourse to take care of it. So it's better to get out there, prevent the damage, than to find it and go, uh-oh, now what do I do? Because there's not a lot you can do.
Right. And the damage in and of itself, before we talk about that protection, that feeding will interfere with the tree or shrub's ability to translocate important nutrients.
Correct. So what they do is, if you go back to your kind of basic high school botany, is they cut through what's called the cambium layer. So the cambium layer is that live layer of tissue that with the xylem and phloem that conducts the water and nutrients up and down the tree. And so once that tree is what we call girdled, they fed around a significant portion of it, it just really weakens the tree. The tree really has no way to recover from it. And those injuries are a lifetime injury, and it can lead to death. And in small little twiggy things like shrubs, you know, the size of your finger, so a lot of times rabbits will just nip those off of the ground, and then that plant has to sprout back up. Now, that, at least that plant can recover. But the trees, once that lifeline, that trunk's damaged, it's a lifelong damage.
Well, then, means of preventing that from happening, Dennis, one would be putting up some sort of barrier between rodent and tree or shrub.
Yep. To me, what I call a physical barrier to keep them out is probably your best bet. And so this is where the old chicken wire or some sort of mesh wire comes into play. And what you're really doing then is making a fence, a cone, so to speak, around that. And then don't put it sometimes right on the trunk, because they can get their little teeth through that openings in the wire. But maybe make a foot circle or so out around the trunk or the base of the plant, and then be sure to tack that down with some wire or a stake. The other thing you got to be careful of in areas where high snowfall, if you don't get it a foot, 2 foot high, you get a 6 inch snow, they jump on the top of it and get up higher. So I just use a roll of chicken wire and just make a big circle around it and put a piece of rebar in it, a plant stake, something to hold in place. And then I don't take them off until, you know, everything's leaf fully out in the spring. Or you could leave them on there permanently if you want to also. You know, you can also use the corrugated like drain pipe also. You can drop those down around, slit them and put them around trunks of trees also is another great way to prevent the tree from having some damage too.
In addition to or in substitution for those barriers, can repellents be of assistance in any way here?
I'm not a big fan of repellents. The problem with repellents are they either work by taste or smell. And with snow, rain, time, they wear off their effectiveness. They're not as powerful. And so if you're not out there reapplying quickly enough and that barrier, so to speak, breaks down, then that plant's potentially going to be exposed. So I'd rather do some sort of physical barrier than I would rely on repellents. But, you know, if you don't want to do that, just make sure you apply and apply often to make sure those are protected during the entire winter months.
All of these are relatively simple steps in protecting our landscape ornamentals from wintertime damage. And to remind, your local extension office has ample materials on conducting all of these steps. So tap into that good information also online at the K-State Horticulture website. Dennis, many thanks.
Thanks so much, Eric. I appreciate being on today.
Johnson County Extension Horticulture Agent Dennis Patton with us on this Plantarama. Produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.